The enemy will so try and take us away from our calling. Because if you think, if we manage to step into that, then there's actually going to be a sort of a joining together with Jesus. And then that impacts so many people.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in for what's going to be a very special episode of Live Your Best Life. Today with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And I have a dear friend joining me for today's conversation who is just a beautiful, authentic woman of God who walks so deeply with Jesus. She really is a woman of love and compassion who pours out her life to help the body of Christ become strong and free. And yeah, she's an inspiration to many of us, to those of us who are privileged to call her a friend. And I look forward to you hearing more about all that she's involved with and experiencing more of her beautiful heart today in the conversation. It's my joy to welcome into today's show, Susan Partridge. Susan, welcome.
Oh, Liz, that it was very generous. It sounds as if you were describing yourself.
Thank you.
You're very sweet to say all those lovely things.
Oh, well, it's all true. And obviously, I've seen you, you know, walking with Jesus over the years and the fruit that your relationship with him has produced. And it's beautiful to see, you know, and we need the authentic women and men in the body of Christ who really genuinely love and care for God's people. Hey, and so I wanted to start, Susan, you are the co-founder and the CEO of Live Free Foundation. That is the ministry that you serve the body of Christ through primarily. So for people that are not familiar with your ministry, will you just give us a little bit of an overview of what you do?
Absolutely. I think I'm a bit like you. I'm a lover of Jesus. And so that I head up a tribe of people that are exactly that. They just love Jesus and they long for people like me to fall in love with him. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so we really do several things, but we have the Lord told us to be a river in a dry place. And so we have these monthly meetings, which are amazing, really just for people to come and drink. And you've been one of our speakers.
Yes, loved it.
You know, Holy Spirit turns up and we have these sort of wild, wild times with him, see so much healing and so much. So there's that side of things. And then we just love to see people free. And so we have ministry times where people come for prayer, either on Zoom or in person. And just, you know, I think people just don't really, they get stuck in the past and it stops them stepping into the future. And so what we do is we just help them find what it is that in their background or in their family history that's just stopping them have that freedom. And you can have, you know, people that haven't dealt with sexual things that have happened when they were little, or you can have people that, you know, were pretty rejected as children. And then that has fashioned their whole life. And when you bring Jesus in, which is what we do, and just unpack the that whole trauma, and we just see lives turn around. And oh, it's radically beautiful. And we have a couple of courses which help people do that. So that's always exciting, getting the feedback from those. And so I just have the most amazing team that just help us do that.
Yeah, you do. And it is, and you really do help facilitate that moment of encounter with Jesus, don't you? That's genuine and deep. And like you said, it can one moment with him, you know, when we're stuck, we do need each other. We do need to be in experienced, loving hands who can help guide us there. It's like the friends, isn't it, that buried the hole in the house and dropped the stretcher down so the crippled man could be at the feet of Jesus because he couldn't get there himself. And we can't always get there ourselves, you know, and you do that. And then you help facilitate that moment that sets people free, and it's just, it's life-changing.
And
for
I
people.
Think increasingly people are walking, well, there's a cult in people's lives because the new age has just creeped in everywhere. People are so brought up with it, actually, they don't recognize it. And that hinders people. It just it is like a trap. And so we do a lot of that, setting people free from that sort of thing too. So
Yeah,
it's
it's
just
such
funny.
a
And then you see them fall in love. You know, they come in with these heavy faces, and and then they leave so lit up and in love with the Lord. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, your courses. I want to talk about your new course, which I've been reading some of the content of, and it's profound. And in my opinion, it's profound and it's extremely needed right now because it's helping people become really focused on why they're here and to be fruitful and intentional in their relationship with Jesus. So I know you shared with me a little bit, just a little bit, that this whole course has come out of a spiritual experience that you've had with the Lord. So can we start there? Tell us how this course came about, what's happened.
Oh, well, I was in it was it actually happened, the sort of seeds of it happened quite a long time ago. I was with a group of people and we were interceding for a big crusade, and there were about 75,000 people on this crusade, and we were behind the scenes worshiping. And you know, when you're in that sort of corporate setting, you can step into the heavenly realm so easily. And two of us stepped into exactly the same vision, and I didn't see him, but he saw me and described exactly what I'd seen. And it was a life-changing moment, because we actually, I've never spoken about this publicly. So I think, first of all, I put a preface that it's very difficult ever to describe a heavenly experience and give it the full the weight of anything. But words can't express color, even, or anything. So I was suddenly in this place. I just it was like night and day. I was in this place where I saw this tablet, and lying on this tablet was a lamb, and the lamb. It was head was down, and he suddenly picked it up. I was overwhelmed by the holiness. I think it was the holiness that was so. And then he turned his head and he looked at me, and I was just flat on my face, because it was such a holy moment. And as I watched, he got up and he became Jesus, and he started walking towards us and towards this a heavenly ladder. And I could hear all the angels just, "Holy, holy, holy." And I was sort of speaking out what I was seeing, and just, "Yeah, holy, holy, holy." And I saw, as he stood just at the top of this ladder, and I was not down below, I was sort of, I was up above, at the same level, so I could see his feet. And I suddenly saw this gold. You know, heaven is lined with gold. The walls, I mean, the ground is paved with gold. And I saw this drop of gold. And as this drop began to fall to earth, I was over, oh gosh, the presence of God is so thick here. I was overwhelmed by this wonder of the gold of heaven. And I opened my eyes to try and explain what I was seeing, and I was so shocked by the reality of the earth. I sort of closed my eyes again, and it was the gold of heaven is so holy and so pure that I suddenly thought, oh my goodness, it's worth, one drop is worth everything of the gold of the earth. And it was this extraordinary reality that I thought, oh my goodness, so many of us are chasing the wrong gold. And I was sort of wrecked by that experience. And every sort of attachment to worldly things, I think, really sort of, it just disappeared at that moment, because I thought, oh no, you know, we chase the wrong things sometimes. We just chase the wrong things. Yeah. So I think really I sort of held that for quite a long time because we were so busy setting people free and seeing just the wonder of that. But then I thought, as people struggle at work and struggle in destiny and things, I thought, actually, how can we put this into a reality and run? I think it when our vision collides with Jesus's vision, that's when the whole of heaven explodes with celebration. And I thought, gosh, this is what we need. We need to lose our sort of passion for earthly money and gold, and just get excited about his ideas for us.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
Does that
I
make
can make
sense?
it really does.
Yeah.
It changes the prioritizing of our heart, doesn't it? In the pursuit of destiny and purpose, and that it's foundational to know that he is our provider and that he is ultimately the most important focus and purpose of our life, and then everything flows from our relationship with him. All fruitfulness, like the word says, flows from our union with him in life. I can actually feel the holiness of Jesus while you're speaking, Susan. Thank you for sharing something that's a treasure of your life, you know, that's so holy. So in putting the course together, what would you say is the, as you're helping people begin the journey, how do you set them into the right foundation to begin with as they begin to pursue why they're here and their purpose? What do you do first with people when you start to help them on the journey to get clarity?
Well, I begin it actually with a talk about the Master Potter, because I used to travel with Jill Austin, and Jill was a wild potter, and it made me start to think actually that that's exactly what the Lord is. He is our Master Potter, and so it's what would it look like, and what does it look like to be held as clay in the Master Potter's hand, and how does he shape us, and how does he draw us, and so I began to look at that whole journey, and that's exciting because he's going to shape us all differently, and then I think that when we're shaped, of course, we think we come to Jesus and we think, oh my goodness, I'm going to go out and do this, that, and the other, but then we don't really understand, do we, that time of waiting. And that can be so frustrating. I remember sitting at the back of the church thinking, what is going on? And I didn't understand that. I found it very frustrating, and I thought I was overlooked. But actually, every great journey takes preparation and takes planning. And so I think when he shapes us, he doesn't then use us immediately, because he can't use a vessel that hasn't dried out, so to speak. You can't paint something that isn't dry, in the sort of potter's language. And so he just looking at this, we look at the times of waiting, which can be super difficult. And so yeah, that's what we do, because 2 Timothy 1:9 says that we have a holy calling, and it's not just a random or unimportant one, it's a holy one. And so I just felt, to help people discover who they are, how God shapes them. That's really how it starts.
Yes, that was when I was reading around that, I thought, oh gosh, that's such an incredible lens to provide people with, where they can actually start to see the fingerprints of God in their life, the intentionality of Jesus in every step of their journey. Like you said, in those seasons where nothing seems to be happening and you're waiting and you're having to be patient and you're having to trust him, and you don't have that clarity on, you don't have the answers to your questions yet. So as people are with you, they're starting to reflect back and actually see his hand and see
Yeah,
how
because they're
much in the
crucial.
detail. Yes.
Exactly. And they're crucial in shaping our character, aren't they? And just
Yes.
strengthening our faith. And without those times, if the glory came on us, we would just, we wouldn't make it. We'd do some just silly things, I think. And there's
Yeah.
lots of ministry time, and we minister to, I think in those waiting times, people can think that their dreams have died, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we do quite a bit of ministry around that.
Yeah, because he really is in the detail, isn't he? And you find
Yeah.
you've, I think, as well, you in that being able to look at your life that way, your heart comes alive in recognizing how important we actually are to him all over again, that he absolutely is in control. He has every detail of your life recorded in his heart, and he's faithful. And he will get us into the fullness of our destiny, and every stage in the process is so important, isn't it? And in like you said, in him shaping us to become the fullness of who we are, and then to be able to authentically release what we're predestined to release from our life, which is part of our destiny. It's just, I think it's brilliant. It's so unique the way you're doing this course. It's so needed, like I said, and so profound, but it's so unique. I don't think I know anybody else that's covering what you're covering in it in such detail, and helping people get free along the way as well, so that they.
I think it was from God. I've had
Yeah.
so many dreams about this. In fact, I know it was. I had
Yeah.
so many, and then warning dreams about how to protect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept on waking me in the night and just warning me, don't put it down. Work, nurture it. And so
Yeah.
it's a baby of mine.
Yes, I know. I can tell. I can feel it in your heart. So there was another area I wanted to talk to you about, where you talk about the role of passion in identifying our calling. You start to move into the different ingredients that are that help us identify our calling and progress in our calling. And one of them was passion. I thought, well, I want to ask you about that. So can you talk to us about that as we're beginning to learn why we're here?
I think God, Jesus has designed us for a reason, doesn't he? We're all shaped differently, and
Yeah.
so he when he I believe that we're all a dream of his before the foundation of the world,
Absolutely.
and he puts inside of us a destiny, and so he puts inside of us everything we need to fulfill that destiny. I mean, we have to work on some of the giftings we have and stretch ourselves in various areas, but he puts the keys inside us. And so when our vision, our passion aligns with his, then everything changes, because we're suddenly doing something that we're born for. And so it's finding that passion and igniting it, and then learning how to step into it.
Yeah, because he wants us to enjoy it, and it gives us the staying power as well, doesn't it? When obviously, when we're really passionate about something, we are connecting, like you say, to the way that he's created us, to what's already inside of us. And then you have that continual motivation because you enjoy what you're doing, you care about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And I think
yeah.
if we do end up doing the wrong thing, it ends up we get frustrated,
Yeah.
and we fail, and then we think it's all our own fault. And
Yeah.
of course, it's not. It's just that we've missed the right calling. And as I was praying, I just spent some time with the Lord today, and I was praying, and the Lord showed me, and he took me up into the heavenly realm, and he was sitting by a river, and he was washing these keys, and he said, I prepared these keys, and he showed me a foundry where these keys are being fashioned, and they're keys to people's destiny. And I think if we can imagine there are different keys for each one of us, and so if we miss that, I mean, that's just super sad when it's so easy to align our passions and our visions with his. So
Yeah,
I was excited to see that. I thought, oh, I'll keep those keys. Keep those,
yes,
of course.
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that one of the other things you talk about, which I thought, oh, that's profound. I don't think I've ever actually paid attention to this detail in my life, is you talk about who are your destiny shapers, to pay attention to your destiny shapers. And so I sat down and thought about that. I thought, oh, that's really important. And so, will you speak into that a little bit, Susan?
Well, I've had destiny shapers in my life, and
Yeah.
They can be in, they don't have to be in they can be in the secular world. They don't have to be in the Christian world. I mean, you and I have been called to the church world, but not everybody is. They can be called to be barristers or clockmakers or, whatever it is. And so God's going to use people in our lives to shape us with different characteristics and different giftings that will help us fulfill that purpose. And so I look in that course. I use myself as quite an example, just because when you see who God has moved into my life and the people that have influenced me, actually it's a very similar thing. And it, of course, is very much what I'm now doing. And so I think we miss that sometimes.
Yeah,
It
we
is real.
do. Yeah, we do. I mean, I was very thankful. I was looking around my life and reflecting on my journey to this point, and influences that people who've influenced my life out of relationship, and people that have poured into me and had a real impact and taught me a lot, like with you, that you can see, I could see really clearly, oh, they really have shaped my life, and family members that have contributed to my development. And then also difficulties as well. What I can look back now this far into my journey, and I'm thankful for the difficulties. I'm thankful for the times where I wasn't clear and I had to wait on him and I had to develop patience and trust and yieldedness. And
Well, we all have
also,
those.
and also the difficulties, because through those challenging relationships, I've had to go deeper. And consequently, I've had to rely on the beauty of who Jesus is within me. To be the patience in that moment, to be the love and the compassion in that moment, to go deeper to understand a person's heart behind what they're saying that may be problematic. And it's stretched me and formed me to become the person I am today, collectively. So the negative and the positive, I think the Lord is shaping us through every relationship, isn't he? Those significant relationships.
Without doubt.
The other area I wanted to talk to you about, strategies. Okay, this is super important. Strategies for overcoming spiritual and emotional challenges along the way of our journey. Can we go there a little bit?
Well, I think that we are, whenever we start something new, but they will say there's a snake at the door, don't they? And I think the enemy tries to take us out. And so what are the, we look at some of the things that will allow us to be persistent, allow us to be focused, keep us going, not being the enemy will so try and take us away from our calling. Because if you think, if we manage to step into that, then there's actually going to be a sort of a joining together with Jesus. And then that impacts so many people. And so it's how do we stay persistent? How do we and yeah, there are quite there are I just give some keys about how to push through those difficult times. Because I don't know about you, Liz, but I have seen so many people fall by the way. And I mean, I think the warfare is quite intense right now. I don't know whether you feel that, but it feels, and we see so many people falling. And my hope and passion is if we can teach people to stay strong, that they can overcome all these times.
Are there a couple of keys that you can give us now that you think would be specifically helpful for people? Because I agree with you. And I'm sure you guys are aware of it as well. There's tremendous warfare and oppression at the moment. The enemy is trying to resist. Holy Spirit is moving powerfully too. And, at the end of the day, we win. But there is a journey to get through, and there are keys specifically at the moment that are really important. For me, for example, yieldedness. Having absolutely no motivation of heart other than to reflect Jesus and to be motivated by his love in every situation, that he keeps bringing me back to that key over and over and over, to navigate the hurdles, to navigate the warfare, so that my agenda is him. Going back to what you were saying, I don't pursue money, I don't pursue fame, I don't pursue earthly treasures. I pursue Jesus and him revealed through my life. That to me is the most important thing, and that's a profound key that he's given me for my journey that I keep coming back to. So Yeah, can
I
you
think
give us
for
a
me,
couple?
one of the profound things is humility,
Yeah.
because what so many people fall is they fall in business and they fall in ministry, is they begin to think that they're important. But actually, it's only him that's important. And I think he keeps on telling me, go lower, go lower, go lower. And you can do something and you think, gosh, that worked really well, that's successful. And you can think that it's all you, or you can get caught up in prophesying, and in giving people words, and your identity becomes in your prophetic gift. And actually, it's worth nothing. It's worth nothing. We just have to go low.
It is huge, isn't it? The key of humility is absolutely huge, because we're actually recognizing that he is our source of everything, and it is all about the privilege of the bride is that we can walk in union with him and reveal him, and he is our source of wisdom and love and compassion, and he's the solution for every situation. He's the one who is going to bring forth the destiny that we are on earth to accomplish, which in it, whatever it looks like, whatever wineskin we're building, so to speak, in the end, it's a vehicle through which his life will flow, and touch others, whatever that is. Like you said, whether it's a clockmaker or a lawyer or wherever we are in life, it's about revealing Jesus and him being the solution in that situation. So, Susan, can I ask you, we've just got a few minutes left, will you pray for those of us, particularly those who are not clear or feel stuck or struggling, whatever is in your spirit? I just would love you to pray.
Yeah, beautiful Jesus. Would you come, Spirit of God? Would you come? Lord, I just thank you so much for each and every person that's listening to this. Lord, I thank you that you have keys for them. You have divine purpose for each single one of us. It's not just for the few, it's for every single one. And where there are some people that feel actually they're unworthy, and just not good enough for a divine purpose, I just break that off you right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you would hover, just like you hovered over Mary and you brought forth this birthing of the Son of God. Lord, I pray that you would hover over people even now, even in the night season, and that you would begin to birth new destinies, Lord, that you would put hope inside of people, and that you would just release dreams and visions and excitement, Father. Put a passion to do what you have for them, Lord, not to do what the world wants, but Father, to be surrendered like we see Liz is surrendered, yielded like we see that, Lord. Help us, each one of us, to be like that. We thank you. Yeah. Wow, he's here. Can you feel that presence? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Birth new things. Even in this interview, I ask that you would birth new things. Father, you're so faithful. Release the dreams in Jesus' name. Oh,
Amen.
that's just nice to be in his realm. Oh dear. Oh,
Amen.
that's always
Amen.
in his presence when I'm with you, Liz. So bless you.
Amen. We agree, Susan. It's always so much fun when Susan and I together. Holy Spirit flows and pours out. And I agree. And I agree as well. Like, what was in my heart when you were praying then, Susan, was any of you who are struggling with fear, struggling with insecurity, feeling intimidated, inadequate, overwhelmed, uncertain. These are strategies of the enemy to block us in being able to shine in life. You are here ultimately to love Jesus, to receive his love, and to shine with his nature as he lives inside of you by his spirit. And so we just agree as well that you will be set free from that assignment to debilitate you today, and that his love, his perfect love, will be your experience, and it will swallow up every trace of the assignment of fear coming against you. Holy. Oof, amen. Oh, Susan, I feel like we're on a roll now. We should do another hour at least.
Yeah. Oh,
it's so
you.
Good to be with you. Thank you so much. Very, very quickly, where can they find you? Where can our beautiful family out there can find you?
On Live Free Foundation, so www.livefreefoundation.org.uk.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. It's always amazing being with you.
God bless.
Guys, thank you for your precious time as well. Have the most amazing week going deeper with Jesus. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And so I did. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation straight from their heart, from their own relationship with Jesus, into you. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. This is a supernatural mentoring community, and I do not want anyone to miss out. He is healing us. He's setting us free. He never, ever misses a week with us. His presence is so strong among us. He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. We are gathering at the feet of Jesus by his personal invitation. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.